Right.
So we will hear the appeal of 605 Braylock East now. And we'll go around the room for the record of who's here.
Charlotte Gardner.
Angela McDonald.
Gary Barrows.
William Murphy.
Robert Vickery. Great.
Awesome. So this is a very similar appeal. It's a little further east. It's adjacent to the Niket State Park. It does have less linear frontage, but again, the issue in this case is again the primarily the land assessment. The land assessment is $1,885,80, so almost $1,009,000 of the 2.4342 total assessment. Here, and again, we have a parcel of land that you can see on your charts. It has certainly a big chunk up front, but a lot of this is unusable back here, and then there's a road here. So it's right, maybe the front 2/3 of the land is usable. And this cliff, though, is 30 feet above the water, and that's so the elevation of the cliff is 30 feet, and they did have a handicapped child, so they did put in a lift. But it is no longer working, I believe, and it's. But it was pretty difficult anyway. It's lots of people wouldn't go on it to go to the water. So there's really effectively no water access because of the height of the cliff here. You know. Furthermore, so that's really the issue here. It's a grade issue. We're not. Again, the. At $1,800 a square foot or linear foot, it cannot be compared to a beach. I mean, it's just a very different property. And again, I think we had the same appeal in 2012 and 2018, so about this issue. There is a little effect on the buildings as well. The buildings. The main house is a very old camp. It's a one-bedroom, one-bathroom camp. There is back a bit what was a garage, and then above the garage they put a bunkhouse where there are two bedrooms and one bath. So there, the 500 and the rest of the value here on the buildings. The building is 443, I guess. Right, 14. So 47. Looks like a 461. Gets attributed to the buildings, the rest to the land. We think that level of these both are too high. Rick thinks that, a 50% increase from the 990 would, be entirely reasonable to deal with the marketplace, but he doesn't think that the more than doubling of it makes any sense. So he's more in the million. Doing my brain here, what's that?
$1,800,000 something. So $1,960,000 would be doubling. He said
Right, no, he, yeah, it wasn't, it's, the current assessment's 990, is that right?
Yeah, 990 times two.
Right, and he was saying, oh, I'm sorry, going up 50% from that, not doubling.
Oh, okay.
Okay. He believed that it should go up to, that's 445,000, so.
1.4, 1.5.
Yeah, 1.43, right, but 1.5, right, would be fair. You know, again, the lakefront is just not, it's just not usable. That's it, pretty straightforward.
Get your dog to the vet, please.
Well, he is, my son took him and he needed, you know, they wanted to do blood work and I just texted him, so of course they can do that. So they, always an expensive proposition.
Of course, yes.
Then they say, his teeth have got to be good, and he's, they have to put him under and it's $1,300 to clean his teeth every year.
So didn't get doggy insurance then?
I did not, I should.
Every couple of years, our pets get something and they have to take them. Our dog got some sort of, ate something and had a rash and had bumps all over his body, $2,000.
Yeah.
And then my cat got bit by another cat.
Oh, jeez.
And that was $1,200.